The support on the Kansas City Chiefs 2021 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Jake Scott, Isabella Lopez, or Jared German about the credit union advantage in getting a home mortgage loan or refi. The Chiefs resume preseason practice, but this time they're in Kansas City and not in St. Joe. The team also made its second cuts 24 hours in front of the deadline of tomorrow. The five players cut this morning by the Chiefs included a surprising one in defensive end Taco Charlton, a veteran. Another veteran cut in safety Will Parks, offensive lineman Brian Witzman, linebacker Cole Riley, and rookie quarterback Anthony Gordon. Now, one player who didn't get cut that I thought he was right at the cut line was Nebraska rookie cornerback DiCaprio Bootle. Bootle gets to live on this roster for another 8 days at least. He'll get one more preseason game Friday night against the Minnesota Vikings, and Bootle can continue to work at his game and adjust to the speed of the NFL.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's a fast game in this league. You know, I realized that quickly the last time I played. So you know, every time I go out there, I try to get a little bit better. But the game is definitely fun being in that nickel slot position. You know, you get close to the run game to where you can go ahead and, you know, get your hat in there sometimes, and then you know you got pass responsibilities too. So you're like the ultimate player once you're in the nickel slot position. So I really taking that role and, you know, try to embrace it and, you know, just continue growing.
Currently, the Chiefs have 9 cornerbacks left on their roster. Only 5, maybe 6, will make the final 53-man group to start the regular season. But DiCaprio Bootle survived this second cut. It was big for him. And really, his best bet for the former Cornhusker captain is to make the practice squad and get the equivalent of an NFL redshirt and earn $8,400 per week for every week he's on the Chiefs practice squad. Tomorrow, I'll talk more about these roster cuts and what they mean for this week, next week, and possibly the next 20 weeks. Reporting from Kansas City, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.